Check. Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Hello and greetings, everybody. TGIF. It's a Friday. We'll get you into the weekend. We're good and go. This is going to be a good show. We got a lot of good stuff to talk about here today. We are live and local from 2 to 6 every weekday right here in your backyard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. I am Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. And we are good to go. Number 239-337-ESPN. 239-337-3776. That is also the Stonerbrook Golf Club text line if you want to chime in on the show. You can follow us at Twitter at 99.3ESPN. You can follow me on Twitter at CraigESPN. Pete Shepard's at PSHEP326. Download our app for free. And you know our website's at 99.3ESPN.com. Pete Shepard, how are you today?
With less money than I had last night. But anyway.
Yeah, me too.
Damn cow. Hey, split out. Had the total right.
When are you guys going to listen to
Cowboys?
Me?
Can I tell you
when? When listen to
are you?
You?
All day I was talking about how I loved the Bears last night. This was a great
and you
spot like
the under
for
too.
Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I like the Bears more.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. You know what? Listen to the guy with less Skittles than the guy with more Skittles.
I decided I was going to sit out last night's game. I was just at the store with my wife, and while I was bored, while she's shopping, I pull out my phone. I'm like, you know. Yeah. The Bears, their last three wins are two against Detroit, one against the Giants. I'm like, they're a bad football team. I know the Cowboys have their problems, but they're way more talented. Let me just take the Cowboys. And boom, just in the nick of time, saw one of the most beautiful drives you'll ever see. 17 plays, chewing up half the first quarter, marching down the field. I said, this is going to be a layup. And the Cowboys didn't do jack squat the rest of the night.
Well, they did. I mean, it was too little too late. I mean, they scored 17 points in the fourth quarter. They lost by a touchdown. But talk about miscommunication. And, you know, we have enough rational Cowboy fans, believe it or not, on this program.
Rational?
I mean, they know. I don't think a lot of them are. I don't think a lot of them are too
not
surprised.
All of them.
All right.
But, I mean, the miscommunication last night, oh, my God. And the missed tackles.
That was some of the worst defense I've ever seen.
If Jason Garrett could have snapped his fingers and beamed away, he would have done it. It's just like, forget this. This is just...
He looked miserable. Jerry's miserable.
Jerry's very miserable.
We're going to play Jerry on his local radio show earlier this morning in just a few minutes. He got beeped and dumped, and he was swearing, and they had to get rid of him. He was in a foul mood. So we'll get to all that in just a little bit. But, Sean Lee used to be a really good player. He's missing tackles. Everybody's missing tackles.
But Chris,
on this
overall,
defense.
You were correct, absolutely. And I talked myself out of it yesterday because I really came in. I said, "Man, we both were on the." I was like, "You know,
we were both on the Bears before the game."
And then this is what happens sometimes. You do a lot of research, and I start looking at numbers, and numbers can lie.
Here's what you need.
I really was strong about the over. I thought it would, and it did go over, you know, comfortably. But I should have just went with my first instinct, which is usually the most correct one, and I didn't.
Here's what you need to know with the Dallas Cowboys. When you start looking at individual players or a specific unit, they're going to look good on paper. This is the best offense in football statistically. This is a top 12 defense in football statistically. The problem is they have no cohesiveness between any of the units. They don't do any of the small things right. This team has no attention to detail. So once you get past the surface, which is players with a lot of talent and offense that can score, they don't do anything else. They're one of the worst teams in football special teams wise. Last night, that was a missing tackling clinic. If you want to show kids
awful.
How to not tackle.
Missing kicks, missing tackles, missing passes on a wheel route.
Right.
But what's even more frustrating for a Cowboy fan, I mean, you look at the first drive that Craig just alluded to, 75 yards. Beautiful drive. They did the same thing last Thursday against Buffalo.
Yeah.
They marched down the field rather easily, go up 7-0, and then kind of fall apart after that. So you see that. It's just baffling to me how this team plays. They look so good on the opening drive last night and against Buffalo, and then they just lose it.
I know. It's unbelievable. Lots to talk about. We got to listen to this Jerry Jones audio in just a few moments. We got some things to do first. First of all, you know what? It's Friday. I'm going to do this. Cocoa Puffs is driving around with a friend and probably telling him, hey, you got to check out this new show, Sheeman and Shepherd. Well, the show, Sheeman and Shepherd. I need to prove that I have a nickname. Yeah, it's Cocoa Puffs. You have a nickname. Tell your friend to listen to our show every day, and maybe he can get a nickname too. All right. Cocoa Puffs friend. It could be his nickname at this point. So there, he proved it.
Little Cocoa Puff.
He won his bet. All right, without any further delay, it's only 6.5 minutes past the hour.
Way early.
It is now time for a SportsCenter rundown to kick off this shindig. Here's Chris.
Championship weekend college football kicks off tonight. It's from Santa Clara, where going to have some wet, windy conditions. The 11-1 Utes take on the 10-2 Oregon Ducks. Coverage starts right here on 99.3 ESPN at 7 o'clock. We got the Everblades back on home ice tonight. They take on the South Carolina Stingrays starting at 7:15 on 770 AM WJBX. And ahead of his heavyweight fight against Anthony Joshua, Brian Ruiz weighed in at 283 pounds today.
That's beefy. Mm-hmm.
He was in the 260s for his fight when he beat Joshua. That was earlier this year, right?
That was the svelte version of him before?
That was the svelte version, yeah. And his trainer said, I want him fighting in the 250s.
He didn't make it.
He's in the 280s.
He went the wrong way. Maybe he's trying for the 350s.
It's just muscle. Remember, muscle weighs more than fat.
Yeah, that's what
muscle
it is.
There's a lot of jiggling going on when he swings a punch. Now, if he hits you, you might end up on the canvas.
Maybe.
You might have to do some sticking and move and stay away from it. All right.
He doesn't strike me as a stick and move guy.
Well, not him, but his opponent.
Yeah.
All right. So, Jerry Jones. Now, keep in mind,
Jerry Jones.
He was upset. He was embarrassed last night. The rumors continue to swirl around Jason Garrett. He has to answer. Jerry Jones has to answer more questions to the media. Well, he doesn't have to, but he chooses to go talk to the media. Still not making any change of coaching. Gets back late. He flew all night. He's a little cranky when he did his weekly hit on 104.5 The Fan in Dallas.
105.3, yeah.
Oh, I missed it. 104.3, okay. My bad.
Is that right?
Shall we just play the audio? And,
it's
pretty self-explanatory.
43 seconds, and I know after this it got worse, but here's what we have.
Yeah, it's a
defensive
sped.
Effort, good enough, though. We're joined now by Jerry Jones, brought to you by Ford. Ford is the best in Texas. Jerry, how you doing this morning?
Hey, guys. Morning.
Morning to you. All right, Jerry, you come on every week, win or lose. You answer questions. You know the Tolos and the Cowboys fans want answers today. What answer do you have for how this team is playing right now?
We're not playing very well.
Are you embarrassed? Are you embarrassed as an organization about how the team is playing?
Get your damn act together. You're set. Okay, I'm we're gonna have a good visit this morning, but settle down just a little bit.
I mean, as a Cowboys fan, Jerry,
a lot to go over. Now, going with your question, but I'm going to give you the answers I want to give you this morning, and I don't like your attitude. Come in. I've been traveling all night, and I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
I understand that, Jerry. I'm just saying, like, emotionally.
Get with it. Let's ask some questions.
All right,
that kind of question.
Who gets the GM?
So all day today, Chris. At any point. I'm just going to blurt out to anybody. I don't like your attitude. Your attitude.
And when Pete gets under my skin, I'm going to say, I don't have the patience to jack with you. I love this. Put it on a T-shirt.
Now, apparently it got worse, so much so that we had to go to our chief engineer and ask him about some special dump button because
they
cut him off. He said some of the magic words you can't say on
he
the radio.
He dropped the BS on the air.
Well, I think it was more than one.
I know. I think the final one is what got him dropped from the air, where the program director had to release a statement, which was picked up by Pro Football Talk, saying, our system, if it's, you start swearing, it'll dump you. And I think they hung up on Jerry Jones today.
Yep. And the other stat of the day is for them is that if they don't score, 25 points a game, they don't win. Is it 25 or 26?
Well, they got 24 last night.
I was going to say,
it wasn't enough.
They needed 32.
I think it's 26
last night.
They're undefeated. What are they? Six? Whatever they are, they've won all their games by scoring 26 points a game, and not last night. But I, you look at, I mean, you know, if you saw that first drive last night, And didn't know what happened the rest of the week or you're like, wow, okay.
Yeah.
But I said the same thing last week against Buffalo.
That opening drive was a thing of beauty.
So was Thursday against Buffalo.
You're going to give football coaches orgasms looking at that opening drive. It was unbelievable. Clock. Control the clock. Line of scrimmage. Oh, it'll go that far. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, no.
What?
He didn't do it again, what, AB.
What happened?
He tweeted, yes!
He tweeted? Is he tweeting? Did you just release a tweet? Is it Patriot related?
No. It's an apology again.
Nice.
To the Patriots? Or to everybody?
No.
He sits around. He can't help
I got nothing on Twitter.
I get called God. NFL Update just posted something. Maybe it's an old tweet. It just says, it says, Antonio Brown apologized for his behavior 2 minutes ago.
So he gets bored after being not relevant for some time, and he tweets these silly things. I'm sorry, AB, the train has passed.
Well, you guys add to it by bringing him up.
Well, I'm going to read it. This is it's not under AB, but maybe it's from his Instagram account. That's why it's
maybe,
not on his Twitter.
Okay, yeah.
So first and foremost, I'd like to apologize to my family, friends, and anyone I offended. Yeah. I never once meant to make anyone feel like I wasn't thankful and appreciative of the opportunity that I was afforded to play the game I love. I've worked hard over the years to earn a chance to compete in the greatest game on earth over... I got to magnify it.
Well, you know what? You can stop right there because the apology is to the wrong people.
I've had the opportunity.
The apology needs to be to the women that he sexually assaulted and the 2-year-old he almost killed with the furniture.
Yeah.
That's where it needs to start.
Let's see if it gets to that. Over the past few weeks, I've had the opportunity to think about everything that's transpired, and I'm deeply sorry to all who I've offended with my behavior. It was inexcusable. Sometimes when people are coming at you with false information, allegations, we handle ourselves in ways that sometimes we regret. I do take full responsibility for my actions. I'm working every day to repair what I broke. I do know that if I'm ever given the opportunity to play the game that I love, I'm going to work extremely hard to show the world how much I appreciate another chance. To the organizations that I offended, I offer my sincere apology to you, and my hope is that you forgive me and help me move on from the minor setback. I look forward to competing and helping a team reach their goals.
He sees the season winding down, and he's realizing he's not going to be a part of it. It's over. Have
it
a nice
over.
Day. Have a nice off season, or have a nice rest of your life.
Good
maybe.
Day, sir. You get nothing. No. You lose.
You lose. We got teams taking receivers from Colin Kaepernick's workout before they sign you, AP. That's where we're at right now.
Yep.
Sorry.
Fact.
Have a nice day.
Brought that up yesterday. Fact.
Yes. All right. Now, back to Jerry and the Cowboys for a minute. Because now you saw, was it an SI piece? That
yes.
That says ground zero is Urban Meyer for Jerry Jones. Is that true? Is that what it was?
Yeah, here it is right here. And I believe they got this source from NFL Network. So according to the NFL Network's Jane Slater, the Cowboys have a very real interest in Urban Meyer. Slater reports Executive Vice President Stephen Jones spoke with Meyer recently. Earlier this fall, remember, Meyer expressed interest in coaching the Cowboys on another network.
All right. So we now know that if Urban is a possibility, it's going to take topping John Gruden's deal, right? Would you agree with that? 10 years and $100 million.
Might even take more.
Yeah, that's what topping means. Yeah.
Well, you're right.
Exactly.
Sorry.
All right. Yeah. Now, also keep in mind, Jerry Jones.
I don't like your attitude.
I don't have any patience to jack with you today, Pete Shepard. All right. So, Jerry Jones, who we know in the past would prefer to have a coach that he can puppet around. But Jerry's 80, or at least close to it. And Jerry knows he's not going to be around forever. And if you've got to give a 10 or 12-year deal to get an Urban Meyer, this is going to be the last coach he's going to hire, more than likely. Mm-hmm. So he better get this right, and he better change his ways. And Jerry better understand that he better give up some freedom to the next head coach. Urban Meyer's not taking that job.
But you just
Urban Meyer will go take another job.
You said something that I think is impossible for Jerry Jones to do. Unless he completely does a 180, go gets therapy, whatever, becomes unpsychologically damaged, gets over himself. But, you know, as Lebertov was talking about today, I mean, this is his little boy. This is his little toy. No one's going to tell him what to do. What to think, what to feel, all that stuff, blah, 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 which is why in the end I see a guy like maybe Lincoln Riley, God bless him if he ever gets offered the job. Jerry Jones, I don't think that an Urban Meyer or a Ron Rivera type can last with Jerry Jones. Now, you know, for Urban Meyer, they throw over $100 million at him. That's kind of hard to pass up. Be hard for Urban Meyer. Be hard for anybody to pass that up.
Right.
But is it worth?
Yes.
It's hard to say. Is it worth the aggravation?
Yes. $100 million is worth the aggravation.
Yeah. Texas?
Yeah.
Because that's $100 million.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, no state income tax.
I would tend to agree, but it is... I'm trying to picture him if he would take the job, or if after he gets interviewed by Jerry Jones, if he would want to take the job. I mean, there's got to be some.
What's Stephen Jones's role in this? If Jerry's calling the shots and he hires a strong, heavy coach like an Urban Meyer who wants to call the shot, there's no need for a Stephen Jones to hang around. Stephen Jones should just take a vacation.
Well, he can get some title, go play in some company golf tournaments,
yes,
and be assistant GM, whatever title you want to give him.
Sweet gig.
Special consultant to Urban Meyer, whatever title they give him. Yeah. But I'm trying to think, you know, even health-wise for Urban Meyer. Does he want to deal with that? I don't know.
So I got a real question here.
Yeah.
Has Jerry Jones been a problem this year?
Yeah. Threw his coach under the bus a couple of weeks ago.
Well.
Coach has been a bad coach.
I think he's calling out his coach. I think he's been a problem for a lot of his tenure as Cowboy owner.
I'm gonna
double down on Chris's point here. Can I make the point that Jerry has spent the money to put what I think, and the reason I took him last night, a decent team on the field, a better than decent team, that is underachieving drastically, presumably because of the head coach and the entire coaching staff. Jerry's done his job. He's got superstars.
Yeah, but forget one thing. I know what you're going to say, and it's all true, except for one thing. He wants a puppet for a coach. He wants a yes man, so that is on him. He's known about this guy. He's known that he's not a great NFL head coach. And it's definitely a lot of it is on Jason Garrett. I really believe that. And the attitude, lack of motivation, even though we say professional. This is on Jerry Jones for keeping Jason Garrett because his ego got in the way. He should have been fired a long time ago. And he won't do it because that means he failed. Me, Jerry Jones, I failed. I'm not going to let you tell me what you media people, you idiots, because I don't like your attitude, what you've been saying for the last several years is I should have fired the coach that I went on a limb and hired. I did this. I'm not going to be wrong.
I completely disagree with what you're saying right now, Pete.
What?
I think that he's been a great owner. He's gone to bat and defended his coach. We went through this where Jerry Jones would hire a new coach. Hold on. Yeah. Where Jerry Jones would hire a new coach every 3 seasons. And what did we say? There's no continuity within the organization. I think the only thing is Jason Garrett should have been fired last offseason.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Firing your coach now does nothing. Because as Troy Aikman pointed out on the broadcast last night, who are you going to promote? There's nobody on that staff with head coaching experience. Chris Richard.
Actually, that's not true. No. Rod Marinelli went 0-16 with the Detroit Lions. He's their defensive coordinator.
Yeah, okay. But Chris Richard, who's there as the co-defensive coordinator, I guess, he was in the running for a couple different jobs, including the Dolphins last year. There are a lot of years where you can use Jerry Jones as the reason for the inefficiencies with the Dallas Cowboys. I don't see that this year.
I do because he shouldn't have been allowed Garrett to coach. Whether it's this year, the guy's 2-3 in the playoffs. They have underachieved dramatically under Jason Garrett's tenure. Forget last year. He probably should have been fired a couple of years ago. There were points where he won't do it. He won't do it.
Well, he will this offseason. And actually, he's not even going to fire Jason Garrett. Jason Garrett's contract is going to expire.
Yeah.
So Jason Garrett doesn't have to go on and talk about how I think Jason Garrett will be, or Jerry Jones doesn't have to go on radio talking about how I think Jason Garrett will be a coach next year for somebody. All he has to say is, look, he's not under contract right now. We're going to see how the season plays out, and at which point we'll assess our head coaching gig. Maybe he talks a little bit too much to the media. He probably does.
All right, let's look at I want to look at the history for a second of Jerry Jones. So, Jerry Jones first hired Jimmy Johnson, good old boy out of Arkansas, the whole thing. They knew each other for years and years. And Jimmy Johnson became too big for Jerry Jones. So he got rid of him. Hires Barry Switzer, who wasn't even in coaching. That he figured that he could kind of boss him around a little bit. Gave him a load of teams, said anybody could coach this team and win a Super Bowl. He even said at the time.
And he was right.
I can coach this team and win a Super Bowl.
And he won one.
Now help me out here. Because the next coaches, did he go Dave Campo at that point? To kind of prove his point that anybody could coach.
Okay. That was 2000, right?
And then I think after that was Wade Phillips, who's a good coach, but he can be pushed around by you. You can see that a little bit. He's not gonna tell Jerry what to do. But then that wasn't working. So then he brings in Parcells. Mm-hmm. If I'm going in order,
yeah,
I'm going off the top
of
my head.
Yeah.
Okay, so you missed Chan Gailey.
I missed Chan, another puppet.
So it went Jimmy Johnson, Barry Switzer, Chan Gailey, who was there for 2 years. Yep. Then it was Dave Campo for 3 seasons, Bill Parcells for 4 years.
Yeah. And that lasted longer than I thought it was going
to
last.
And, yeah, 03 to 06, and it was Wade Phillips and Jason
Garrett. And the Campo thing, and this is what I experienced firsthand, and this is when our good friend Bruce Coslett was either the associate coach, whatever he was. Yeah. And I was down there for the first time. HBO lucky to go to San Antonio to watch Hard Knocks. And I could not believe the disorganization I was seeing. Could not believe it at the Alamo Dome. It was unbelievable. The only one that knew what they were talking about was Coslett. He was the only one. And to watch them just do drills and to watch several of their players go down doing like obstacle course type drills and then going back and doing stretching. Just that sequence alone, I said, maybe it's me. Am I not getting this? Or whatever. Anyway, it was a disaster. It was a disastrous season. And to me, observing it, and it was only 2 days I was down there, but Bruce Coslett at that point was the only guy that had any sense of what the hell was going on.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Wow.
And it was just shocking after, you know, after what, you know, Jimmy Johnson had done and turned that program around and turned that team around again and everything else. And they have... Jerry Jones has a lot of blame here. I give him 80%. 80%.
Oh, you're off your
rocker. No, I'm not.
Rocker.
I'm not off my rocker.
Oh, gosh.
I'm not off my rocker.
So Jason Garrett and the players get 20%?
The players. The coaching staff. Did you see the lack of communication in the play?
I don't care. No. Coach it. Players.
Then you got to give Robert Kraft 80% of the credit, not Tom Brady.
Players
not Bill
are missing tackles in the open field.
Oh, no, God, Larry. Okay, so let me retry. Okay.
Thank
80%,
you.
80% is too. But that team is just, they are not.
Do you realize you've gotten both of us to retract in the last 48
hours?
I don't like your
attitudes.
I'm on a heater today.
And I'm telling you, but what I'm saying is they are not well coached. And yes, the players have to take some responsibility because they're the ones that have to execute the plays that are called. But I don't know. You saw that Will route last night. So what's his name? Number 49. Just a pass to nobody.
Oh, I think it was wide open. First target of the season, I believe.
He could have waltzed in for a touchdown after
that catch. But again,
that
would go to coaching because this is and I forget the guy's last name. It was some it started with an OK.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. Number 49 for the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
He's their third string running back.
Right.
And when he gets on the field last night, Troy Aikman and Joe Buck are talking about how this guy has not seen any field time this year with the offense.
Yeah, all the while you were just...
Because... when Pollard is ruled out before the game, that's on coaching,
right?
Isn't it?
Yes.
That's on the coach to make sure that you have the proper depth.
Yeah.
They like the guy's talent, so I'm not gonna go after the GM on that.
Okay, but here's the thing. Yes, it's on coaching, which essentially, I'm sorry, goes back to the owner because this guy is not.
And I've given you that point.
And that's all. I mean, so
that's
that
the
point.
Whole thing.
Yeah,
I just,
don't question the players have deserved some blame because you have to execute proper, particularly on defense, those missed tackles and everything else. As far as the wheel route and those kind of things, I don't know.
That was awful.
That's coaching or a lack of execution or the player didn't know which way to go or Dak Prescott wasn't supposed to. I don't know what it was.
That's 2 weeks in a row that wheel route has cost the Dallas Cowboys a big-time possession. It happened with Zeke running the route against the Bills on Thanksgiving.
Isn't that the simplest passing play there is in the offense?
Well,
in theory?
Mitch Trubisky hit Tariq Cohen on the same exact pass play that got them a first down last night, and he hit him in stride.
Yeah.
So if Mitch Trubisky can make the throw, I think Dak Prescott can do it
as
well.
And Purdue 24 Tigers says Jerry Jones has been a better GM than Garrett has been a coach. But yeah, I agree with that, but you have to factor in that he has been way too stubborn in keeping Jason Garrett on because it feeds his own ego, because if he fires him, or doesn't, you know, until recently when he threw him under the bus, but if he doesn't praise him all the time, it makes Jerry Jones look bad. He cannot handle it. Yeah. He refuses to believe that his coach that he handpicked can be this bad. So I think he's like a mom. He's just overly protected as a little boy for way too much. Not just this year, but years past.
No doubt. Yeah. DJ Jazzy with a text on the Stony Brook Golf Club text line. Cool. Just wanted to say your show yesterday was the best in a long time. I laughed so hard that I actually looked around in my car to see if anybody was watching me. Thank you for all that you do. Well, appreciate that, DJ Jazzy. I appreciate that very much. All right, Cowboy fans, we have spoken. Where are you? You are a vocal bunch Phone number is 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. If you want to give us your opinions on what you saw last night with the Dallas Cowboys against the lowly Chicago Bears, who now have a winning record after 13 games, for crying out loud. So we'll get into all that. I've got a poll question I want to spring on the two of you because I got a situation I need I need some help with.
Oh, boy.
Richard Sherman had some interesting things to say about broadcaster Tim Ryan, who was suspended for comments about race. We'll have all that. Don't forget tonight, Pac-12 championship, Utah and Oregon right here. And then tomorrow, triple header, Big 12 championship, SEC championship, Big 10 championship. Woo! Brought to you by Twin Peaks Creel Tractors and also Backstreet Sports Bar. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. All right, open lines for any of you Cowboy fans that want to defend what you saw last night. Or on, whatever you want to do.
No one's going to. How you defend it?
It's tough. That's tough. 239-337 ESPN is the number. I want to take a call here, and then I want to read the text from Glamour Shots. He's got a real situation we got to help him with. And then
that's what we do. We help people.
Well, and then you can help me because I've got a situation, and I'm going to turn it into our poll question today. So I want to do all that here in this segment.
Sounds good.
But first, let's go to the phones at 239-337 ESPN. My man, Otis, how you been? What's going
on? What's up, Otis?
Hey, happy Friday, guys. What's up?
Happy Friday. Your carpooling.
Otis has a car full. School's out.
Hey, listen. Here we go.
Is that Ava?
That's even. That's true. That's both of them.
Oh.
That's both of them.
Yeah.
She's going to try and contain herself.
Okay.
Or get out. Oh. Hey, so I watched a lot of that game last night, and I heard you guys talking earlier. And I'm going to have to go ahead and disagree with you and Chris. I mean, you guys are not giving the players enough of the blame. I mean, Dak is missing throws, man. Mm-hmm. He's missing them. And that ain't got nothing to do with Garrett. And, I mean, the tackling, that ain't got nothing to do with Garrett. Maybe if you want to say that third string back should have got more reps, I don't know when he could have got them because they've been playing pretty crappy against better competition.
Yeah.
I mean, I put a lot of blame on the players. You're a professional. I don't need Jason Garrett to motivate me if I'm getting $1 million.
Right.
I really don't.
No, but here's the thing.
I just need to play.
Here's the thing about Dak Prescott. I mean, did Dak Prescott miss the throw, or
did the receiver not turn around?
Jameis Olawale did just not turn around. That's what we don't know.
He missed Randall Cobb. I mean, he missed Randall Cobb. I'm not talking about just the wheel route.
Yep.
He missed Amari. I mean, he's missing him. I'm looking. I mean, I'm looking at the player. He's missing throws.
Otis, there are drops, too. It's everyone.
They had like 24 drops last year.
I mean, he's got 100 yards and all of that, but they got to turn into W's.
Yeah.
I mean, the tackling was high school versus college. I don't know how that happened.
What I don't understand, Otis, is the last 2 weeks, they have looked like a Super Bowl-type team on their first two drives, last week on Thanksgiving against Buffalo and last night against Chicago. It doesn't get much better than that, driving down the field, taking up a bunch of clock, and then scoring a touchdown, and then they fall apart. It's unbelievable.
I've never seen that. I've never seen that in my life before. But, again, that's got very little to do with coaching. And more about execution and, you know, miss blocks. Zeke is not doing anything.
Yeah.
I mean, he ended up with 80 yards, but if you go back to when they were 13-3, Zeke was really hitting people for 120. Yeah. He's not doing that, and it's showing up that Dak's doing more, but they're getting L's instead of W.
Yeah. I mean, well, I agree.
You're a fun team, right? When the Rams were dominant, Gurley was running. I mean, they talk all that trash about golf. Same thing in Dallas. When Zeke is running, Dallas will beat you.
Yeah. You paid him. Might as well run him, right?
Yeah, run him to the ground.
19 carries for 81 yards. But even more scary is he got targeted five times.
Thanks, Otis. Appreciate it.
Receiving and just two catches and five. I mean, he could be very dangerous out of the backfield catching the ball, too. But 2 yards, I mean, 12 yards out of two catches last night. I don't know. I mean, it's obviously it's not just all coaching, and the players have to take responsibility. But I still think it comes down to coaching. Something is wrong when you go on a drive like that last night and the same thing last Thursday and then crap out the rest of the game.
It's only going to re-aggravate your fan base because they can see what you can do.
Can I – who scripts the first 10, 15 plays?
The offensive coordinator
or the head coach, right?
It's usually probably a group effort.
Well, and they've looked really good in those scripted plays, have they not?
So Kellen Moore can't think while the game's going on? Is that what it is?
Assuming they stuck to the scripted plays.
I don't know.
I think it's funny, though.
Todd Gurley gets paid coming into net last season. They run him through November. Calendar flips to December. They stop giving him the football.
Yeah.
Through the Super Bowl.
Right.
Zeke gets back. I don't think he's had more than 22 carries in a game this season. 22 carries is a lot. I just paid you all that money, though. You're getting 30.
And he's a strong-looking beast.
Again,
out there.
That's on coaching.
Let's go. If I'm gonna power rank whose fault the 2019 Dallas Cowboys are,
yeah,
I'll go coaching one.
Yeah.
Jason Garrett one.
Yeah.
I'm putting the players ahead of Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
24 drops on the season. Is that what you just said? Last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where they had
most in the league.
Where they
had
at least two more drops.
Yeah.
They got defensive linemen going offsides on third downs, giving the Chicago Bears freebies or putting them in a better spot on third down. Yeah. You've got linebackers missing tackles.
Yep.
You got defensive backs blowing assignments. There's plenty of blame to go around for everybody involved with the Cowboys.
Jerry Jones, the GM, gets almost an A. But the problem is to keep Jason Garrett on, to me, brings it down to a D.
All right, let's go back to the phones here.
Something is not right here.
Mickey Mouse, you're on with Sheep. Why is he Mickey Mouse? I don't even remember.
I was like, Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse, what's up?
Hello, everybody.
How are you, Mickey?
Mr. Craig Shipman, breaking news. I have just been offered a head coaching job of the Dallas Cowboys.
You did a better job.
Did you celebrate, Mr.?
I was told that anybody could coach this team to a 6-7 record, so I'm the perfect choice.
That's true.
And I was told that if I listen to what Mr. Jones says, I will be paid plenty of cheddar.
Did you celebrate Mr. Disney's birthday yesterday?
I did, with a Dallas Cowboy loss.
Thanks, Mickey Mouse. Troy, you have to follow that act. Troy, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hi there.
Hey, Troy.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Yep. I actually graduated high school in Irving, Texas, in the old Texas Stadium.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Back when I was there. My thing is, you know, they talk about the offense, and like you said, they get away from running the ball after the first series. What do you have, like 8 carries the rest of the game?
Yeah,
yeah.
And then another thing is you can sit there and you can go back and, you know, listen to Jason Garrett at the end of every game, years and years and years. It's a mistake and we'll learn from this. It's a mistake and we'll learn from this. He would say it all the time.
Yeah, they're not learning.
You know what sounds like, Troy? It sounds a lot like what Jameis Winston says a lot at his press conference. Got to learn from my mistakes.
And they talk about the defense. You know, how many the last few games, DeMarcus Lawrence and Jalen Smith, you don't even hear their names anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like almost non-existent. I know they got paid, but still, DeMarcus Lawrence, I mean, you're hearing less and less about him every week, it seems like.
Yeah, no doubt.
The best thing that happened last night was before the game even started, the clapper. The guy on TV that did the skit, that was the best. I've been saying that forever.
That's what he's best at, right?
Right. All right, Troy, thank you so much.
Thanks,
appreciate
Troy.
That.
I will say, since Leighton Vander Esch is out of this defense, it looks a lot different.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, absolutely.
Dude's good.
Youngest guy.
He might be the MVP of the Cowboys. I don't know.
You guys laughed at me when he was drafted.
Well, he was kind of a hayseed when he came out.
Yeah, because he was recruited from 7-man football. I didn't see the leap that he was going to make 7-man football.
If you watch America's team like I do.
He was going to win a Super Bowl.
All those games on the Smurf turf that he did for Boise State, the guy was a beast.
The drop-off between him and Sean Lee is massive.
And I didn't think that at the time, but it's very visible right now. Brad, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Go ahead.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
How are you?
Good. Hey, just real quick, a couple things. I know Jerry Jones gets a lot of the blame. He's been talked about a lot lately. But I think what if we had the same scenario and he would have paid Dak? Well, I wonder what the talk would have been about Jerry now, you know? So it's almost like he's he did a good thing or a favor right now. So you really get to see what Dak Prescott can do or not do, and then move forward with the season.
I was thinking about that also. That's a good point. I was thinking about the same thing. It's like here we're watching Dak underperform last night. Still don't have his contract.
But he's leading the league in passing. He's got a 2-1 touchdown to interception ratio.
He's a compiler, barely. Or is it just not his fault?
Barely. Look, he's 24 touchdowns, 11 picks.
I hear what you guys are saying.
I'm just asking.
Yeah. If I'm representing Dak Prescott?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
My client, is the price going up?
My client led the league in passing.
Yeah.
You're how much is Zeke getting paid a year? Like 14? You're 14, $15 million a year running back. Clearly, he can't be the workhorse that you paid him to be. Right. My 26-year-old quarterback client, he can be your answer.
Except if I'm Jerry Jones or whoever's negotiating on the other side, I throw back at him, well, he didn't beat anybody with a winning record this year.
True.
So you can pad the stats against the Little Sisters of the Poor all you want, but when push comes to shove, you cannot beat good teams, whether it's his fault, Garrett's fault, combination of both.
All right,
it is.
So, Pete, you're Jerry Jones right now.
Yep.
Oh, okay. That should be good.
I don't like your attitude, son.
Okay, Mr. Jones.
I don't like your attitude already.
All right, patience. Mr. Jones, I'm going to take my client, Mr. Prescott. We're going to go test the waters in free agency. How does that sound?
That's fine. That's fine. I'm Jerry Jones. I can do whatever I want. I'll find someone that can beat good teams.
Franchise them.
Dak Prescott.
Oh, you're going to franchise me?
Yeah.
No, you know what?
No,
I think we're going to pull the same move that your running back just pulled on you, but I think it's a little different going through training camp without your quarterback than your running back. He's got all the leverage in the world right now.
Mm-hmm. I thought he had all the leverage in the world back in August and September this past year.
And especially after, you know, when they won a couple games against teams with losing records. But the whole entire season has been handled, has not been handled particularly well by Jerry Jones.
It all would have been a lot better, I think, if Jerry had just piped down and not that.
He can't.
He's adding gasoline to the fire.
I totally agree, but he can't help himself.
He does that.
He can't help himself.
Again, it'd be very easy to deal with any Jason Garrett question. All you have to say is he's our coach through the end of the season. He's not under contract. We're going to assess the season after the season, and we'll make our coaching determination then. Nice. It's really easy.
What he did a couple of weeks ago, it might have been 3 weeks, when he threw Garrett under the bus like that, that doesn't help
anybody.
That was anybody.
The Patriots game, so that was 3 weeks ago, right?
That's the Patriots game. You're going against the best coach in football, and you're saying your guy got out-coached. Well, everybody does. That's not fair.
And it wasn't fair. And that's why that was premeditated, because that could have been said the week before.
Right.
You don't choose that game and that location and those conditions, those monsoon, to come out and say what he did.
Totally
it was
agree.
A bad, bad call on his part.
All right,
part.
More Cowboy talk. Also, got to help out Glamour Shots of the Problem.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I've got a problem that I'm going to put on the poll here in just a little bit. We got Sound Street next. And don't forget Tuesday's show. We're broadcasting outside in the parking lot just down the corner from here in front of Walmart. Sterile Parkway and 41.
Tailgate?
You two are becoming a country song.
We are.
What? Walmart parking lot.
Yeehaw! Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3. Yeehaw!
I don't like your attitude.
And the 99.3 ESPN app.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
All right, here we go. Last night, the Cowboys debacle in Chicago. Troy Aikman in the booth, former Cowboy, by the way, commenting on Dallas's loss on Fox.
I don't know how they get over this game. I mean, I've been saying that seemingly each week, but I thought that this was going to be a game. I thought it was going to happen on Thanksgiving. It didn't, but I really thought this was going to be the game that they would come out and play to the level that they're certainly capable of playing. But yet we knew coming in that it didn't much matter whether they won or lost this game, that they were going to be in the hunt. It comes down to the Eagles contest more than likely for the division. But I just don't – it's amazing because, like, the Bears, if they get into the postseason, it's going to be because they're playing really great football at the end of their season. For the Cowboys, they could be playing some of their worst football, which they are, and yet – they wake up each Monday and they're still on the hunt. And I don't know how this is going to shake up. The Eagles aren't playing any better. Someone's going to win this division and someone's going to go win not playing very good football. And yeah, anything can happen once you get in, but it doesn't look very optimistic for the Dallas Cowboys. Right.
Still in the hunt. They're leading the division still by a half game over Philly. And it could be the third time in 10 years that a team with a losing record gets to host a playoff game.
What's the record of the previous two?
2-0.
In the first round?
2-0.
2-0?
Yep, absolutely was.
By the way, Aikman good on the drums there, too. Yeah. Jerry Jones will not be making any changes to the team.
So that's the way we look at it. We'll line them up here next week. We're going to go practice, and we're going to try to win a football game. And everybody that's in here that's healthy, and everybody that's healthy that's coaching will be coaching. Everybody that's in here that will be playing, and we just got to play better.
And here's Jason Garrett, a bit low on confidence.
Obviously, we didn't play well enough in all three phases of our team, and I think there are probably levels of confidence. And sometimes when you have adversity, you lose a game, you lose a couple games, that gets challenged. And again, I thought getting off to a good start was good for us, but they did a good job just coming right back and moving the ball, and they moved the ball consistently well throughout the game. So, again, there are probably levels of confidence. We need to play better. We need to play more confidently, and unfortunately, we didn't get that done tonight.
Is that a, you know, he's kind of knocking him. I'm sorry. Lack of confidence after you go down very confidently and score. Shut them out in the first quarter. You're up 7-0. And then to get outscored 17-0 in the second quarter. I mean, you want to talk about lack of, that's on the coach.
It's inconceivable.
Who's been worse this year, Jason Garrett or Freddie Kitchens?
Well, I expected the clown
show
in Cleveland. That's a good.
That's,
I'm
going to
put that
on the
Twitter poll because that's a good question.
All right, let's do that.
That's a good question. Oh, that's it.
Here's Matt Nagy.
Wow, that's a great question.
He says when Mitchell Trubisky runs, it adds a whole other element.
It was very evident that he used him as a weapon, and we saw some things that we liked in regards to the run scheme. And whenever he's able to use his legs like that, he becomes another running back.
What does that unlock for your offense as a whole when you've got that extra
defense? Well, it's a lot just because it's an extra ball carrier. You know, they got to respect that. They got to understand where he's at. And when you make good decisions and you're able to, you know, to use your own self as a ball carrier, they have to – there's advantages across the board, you know, in handing the ball off and or throwing it.
All right. Now, I want to fast forward to the final – or the two cuts from now. Richard Sherman. Mm-hmm. Tim Ryan, the 49ers announcer and former NFL player, apologized to his team for his comments about Lamar Jackson when they played the Ravens, when he had said on a radio show that it was hard to follow the ball, a dark ball, with Lamar Jackson's dark skin and a dark jersey. He's been suspended for a game. Richard Sherman's very outspoken on a myriad of issues. He's there on the 49ers. Tim apologized to him as well. Sherman is buying the apology. He says, yeah, Tim could have phrased it better. And that point about the dark skin and the dark ball, he's got a good point, he said.
Was seeing the ball an issue? Finding where the ball was?
It 100% is an issue. What he presented, that's why, you know, it wasn't that offensive, because what he was saying was a great point. Anytime that mesh points, it's been that way since in any zone read scheme, you know, the mesh point is always a tough point of contention. So if you add a dark jersey to it, you know, and it's gonna make it even harder. But, you know, obviously you can always phrase it better, but I think, you know, it's one of those things where it may have been, you know, he could have used better words, but it may have been bigger than what it really was.
All right. I think it's all gonna blow over at this point. Lesson learned, we move on, right? All right. All right, when we come back, the 3 o'clock hour here on a Friday, we're going to get that question on the Twitter poll.
It's up right now at 99.3 ESPN Radio. Which coach has been worse this season? Freddie Kitchens, Jason Garrett, and I want to give a shout out to Philly Strong, who says Doug Peterson has been worse than both of them. Probably should have put him on the list as well.
I have another question for a Twitter poll. It will help me, and Glamour Shots had a problem. We got to help out, too. So yeah. It was a psychology hour here.
And I got a little quiz for you at some point.
We'll
another
that.
One.
We'll do that.
A quiz or a list?
We never know.
You never know
when you listen to Sheeman and Shepherd.
Could be both.
We'll find out together.
All
huh?
that yes. coming up. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.